solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today here this Friday, February 6, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the conversation today. Checking in with Lansing for a final wrap up here of the week. One of the candidates running for governor came out and made a comment that is just absolutely rocking Lansing's world. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump suggested in the Oval Office that federal officials should step up to administer elections in Detroit, which drew some same-day condemnations from top Democratic leaders in Michigan. However, on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, issued a sharply divergent reaction to the president's idea. Eric Nesbitt said, quote, President Trump is 100% right, because Michigan voters cannot trust Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, referring to the state's top election official and current Democratic frontrunner in the gubernatorial race. Nesbitt added, she continues to fight against transparency and accountability. She refuses to remove dead people from our state's qualified voter rolls and is happy to let non-citizens vote in our elections. She's the worst Secretary of State in America and shouldn't be running our elections without checks and balances. Well, Trump first suggested the federal government nationalize the elections during an appearance on a podcast on Tuesday, saying that these elections have been run horribly by some states. On Wednesday in the Oval Office, being asked by reporters about those comments, he cited Detroit, among other cities, of one example of a place where the 2020 election, which he lost to former President Joe Biden, was, quote, rigged. Nesbitt's support for Trump's proposal reflects the salience and staying power in Michigan politics of the president's unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. Unsubstantiated? Yeah, only because we weren't allowed to present our evidence. All these liberal judges claim that we didn't have legal standing. Well, even after a 2021 report by then Republican-controlled state senators found, quote, no evidence of widespread or systemic fraud in the state's administration of the 2020 election, speculation has endured by Trump and members of his party that there indeed was absolutely fraud in that election. That skepticism now sets the stage ahead of this year's midterms for yet another election season in the swing state, marked by intense partisan discord over whether its election process in Michigan can be trusted. To make things even messier, Benson, the person who many Republicans insist is at fault for the alleged mismanagement of the 2020 election is lining up to be on the ballot this year as the Democratic candidate for governor. Everything I just talked about regarding Arizona in 2022. Well, back in November, a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, along with a group of 21 Republican lawmakers in Michigan, including Nesbitt, said that present and inherent and unavoidable conflict of interest is blatantly obvious on Jocelyn Benson's part. As such, lawmakers requesting extra federal monitoring and oversight of this election. Nesbitt noted that letter in his press release yesterday on Thursday. Meanwhile, another Republican gubernatorial candidate, Congressman John James, took his own shots at Benson. While speaking in Detroit's WWJ News Radio 950, telling them this yesterday morning that she should cooperate with federal efforts to scrub state voting lists to make sure there's no hanky-panky going on. She's failing to work with local officials. She's failing to work with the federal government, which means that she believes that she is the judge and the jury. I think someone who believes that they are the judge and jury as Secretary of State is disqualifying themselves from being governor of the state. Knowing what she did, folks, back in November 2020, I'm telling you, this is a major problem. Well, Benson, for her part, immediately rebuked President Trump's pitch to naturalize elections in cities like Detroit. Today, after speaking in front of the Detroit Economic Club, Benson said the next governor needs to be willing to underscore what Trump's calls are actually about, which is an unpopular president trying to avoid being held accountable at the ballot box. Benson then went on to say, listen to this. We welcome transparency, but we also expect everyone who sees the facts to then speak the truth, especially because the ramifications in moments like this are so significant, not just for our democracy, but for the citizens' ability to have faith in our leaders and their ability to hold them accountable. Benson said she always encourages Republicans and Democrats with questions to become poll workers and see exactly how many layers of security we have here in Michigan. Well, other Michigan Democrats joined in with Benson in rebuking Trump's proposal. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Wednesday afternoon that any attempt by the federal government to take over Michigan's elections should be viewed as an attempt to take away Michiganders' constitutional right to vote. State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, who is running for the U.S. Senate, said Michigan has been a target of Trump's election lies for years. Even U.S. Senator Gary Peters weighed in on Tuesday before Trump singled out Detroit, saying the president's pitch to nationalize elections is about Republicans and Trump trying to tip the scales in their favor, quote, end quote, said Senator Peters. Well, here's the problem, folks. This election for the direction of the state of Michigan is even more critical than what happened back in November of 2020. And let me explain. That election in Michigan was flat out stolen by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Under Jocelyn Benson's supervision and oversight of that election, especially what I saw with my own eyes in Detroit, absolutely justifies somebody coming in and at least overseeing, watching what's going on in Detroit. Because if this election gets stolen again from Detroit, every other county, all other 82 other counties in the state of Michigan vote for the Republican candidates. And they win every single county except for Wayne County, City of Detroit. And then finally, when the results are reported in from Detroit, everything is flipped. Jocelyn Benson's the next governor. Garland Gilchrist is the next Secretary of State. One of the three candidates running for U.S. Senate defeats our Republican candidate, and they get that U.S. Senate seat. If that happens again this year, we're going to have problems. We are going to have major problems, absolutely, in this election. And I'm going to tell you why. I already laid out historically what happened in Arizona back in 2022. Carrie Lake against Katie Hobbs. And I want you to know something. Who paid for both Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson's education? It was a foundation owned and operated by George Soros. George Soros personally recruited Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson to run for Secretary of State. He did it in other states as well. Why? Because it doesn't matter who did the voting. What's most important is who does the counting of the voting. And who oversees counting, who oversees machines, who oversees drop boxes, absentee ballots? Secretary of State. They put out the guidelines, they put out the rules telling the county clerks how they should run their elections under these guidelines. And they are the ones that George Soros put in office as Secretary of State. Katie Hobbs in 2022, Jocelyn Benson in 2026. Mark my words, folks. I absolutely agree with the president and these Republicans coming out supporting what he said. Detroit absolutely needs federal oversight. If they're not doing anything wrong, why would they have a problem with oversight? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Final segment of this week. I got a text message. Text messages coming in on a public hearing that's coming up for Presque County. Cliff Tellini. Planning Commission meeting for a special use permit. 40 Wind turbine locations in Presque County covering 15,567 acres in three townships. The public hearing is going to be held on March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Township Hall in Presque County. March 5th, 7 p.m. Now, according to Cliff, they have five new conservatives appointed to the county's planning commission now. So maybe, just maybe, this will not be a slam dunk. However, one thing I need to warn you on, Cliff, if you don't approve it at the local level, under Public Act 233, they can go directly to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's appointed three-member panel, the Michigan Public Service Commission, and they'll approve it. Absolutely, absolutely look at your plan before you go forward. One of the things that you have to absolutely look at, the process of how this is going to go forward and how you need to consider your options legally. Because if they do approve it, you then can retain the services of attorney David Delaney in Otsego County there in Gaylord, and he can then sue at the local level. If you guys fight this, and you get the planning commission to deny the special use permit, they'll go around you and just go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. You've got to play this smart. Now, I don't have a problem having people going there, observing, watching what is said and what is explained to the people. But wind turbines, are you kidding me? It takes more energy to make a wind turbine and install it when it comes to actual fuels, raw materials, petroleum products, the oil that is required to lubricate those things and to maintain them over their short-lived lifespan. It takes more energy to make one than it is able to ever produce in its entire life cycle. You have to understand, more energy to make the wind turbine than what it's capable of producing over its entire life. This is pure insanity. Unbelievable. I will text you his number. Yes, Cliff says this definitely falls under Public Act 233. What is Delaney's number? I will text it to you right after the show. Because that's the only way you guys can fight this and keep it in your local court system. I'm not sure exactly who the judge would be under that jurisdiction for Presque County, but you need to talk to Dave Delaney. Absolutely. David has this on boilerplate. All he's got to do is open up his Word document, swap out Otsego County, Sheboygan County. Where else is he fighting this? Saginaw, I think. Kent County, Muskegon. Just swap out those counties' names and put in Presque Isle. Find and replace is all he's got to do. It's going to take a little bit of money. You guys are going to have to raise it to retain him. But go ahead and let them pass it. Let them pass it in the Planning Commission meeting and then immediately file a lawsuit. We need to tie these people in court, up in court. If you do, usually they walk away. 40 wind turbines, 15,000 acres in Presque Isle County. Are you guys out of your freaking minds? And if you people don't stand together and fight this, God help us. How many birds, how much farmland are they looking to take? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, want to remind you again to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday. New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. Football game-wise, it's going to be a great game. Watch the commercials and watch Perry Johnson spend $3 million during Super Bowl Sunday. Looking to get his name recognition out there, making a big splash, much like Rick Snyder did back in 2010 when he ran for governor and basically nobody even knew who he was. Well, that's it for this week's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for